Prosecutors and defense lawyers in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice will spend today preparing their closing arguments for Baltimore Circuit Judge Barry Williams. Those arguments are scheduled for tomorrow. Rice is the fourth officer to stand trial in connection to the arrest and death of Freddie Gray last year, and Rice's trial has sounded a lot like the previous three, with similar allegations, similar evidence, and similar witnesses. WYPR's Kenneth Burns looks into whether it's started to wear on prosecutors.
It feels like Groundhog Day. Prosecutors say the defendant failed to put Freddie Gray in a seatbelt. They present their evidence that includes general orders guiding seatbelt use. They show the video footage of the day of Gray's arrest. And after a mistrial and two acquittals in a row, you wonder if prosecutors are going through the motions at this point. Well, maybe it's just me.
No, they are going through the motions.
That's defense attorney and legal analyst Warren Brown, who has observed all four trials. He says that you could tell the prosecution is going through the motions based on their last witness Monday, Angelique Herbert, the paramedic that responded to the call for an EMT at the Western District.
They called her to the stand, and then they all just agreed, well, let's just put her testimony in from the last trial. And really, they could have done that on a number of fronts.
But University of Baltimore Law School professor David Jaros disagrees. He says to say prosecutors are going through the motions is like saying they are not making their fullest effort.
I think they're pulling out all the stops, and in fact, they're making every argument at their disposal to try and strengthen their case.
Jaros says Chief Deputy State's Attorney Michael Schatzo's argument yesterday against including portions of Officer William Porter's testimony during his trial last December shows prosecutors still have the same passion they had when the trials began.
And I think that's evidence that they're really going to raise every argument that they have at their disposal to try and win their case.
Jaros adds prosecutors have a difficult task at hand to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Rice is criminally responsible for last year's death of Freddie Gray from a broken neck. But Warren Brown contends that if Schatzo or Deputy State's Attorney Janice Bledsoe had the sole decision of whether or not to prosecute Rice, they would have thrown in the towel before the trial began. Attorneys involved in the case cannot comment because of a gag order imposed by Judge Williams. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.